Mary has nothing.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Keep the faith.
This is going to be a disaster.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey. It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
Close the door. Close it. Close it now.
Ah, yes, democracy, an old-fashioned word like groceries. Are you an aspiring autocrat, tired of not reaching your full potential? Ever thought, how can I, a power-hungry conman who bankrupted multiple businesses, curb-stomp pesky elections and checks and balances? Well, good news. We've got a foolproof, five-step concept of a plan just for you. How to destroy a democracy. Step one, control the money. Why beg for loyalty when you can just buy it? Simply take control of taxation and spending. Want a country to support you? Hit them with tariffs, not just any tariffs, reciprocal tariffs. And sure, some will poo-poo tariffs, but those whiners, they're for the birds. A fancy way of saying, I'll punish your economy until you be my Lindsey Graham. It's economic warfare and a loyalty test all in one. Step two, silence the lawyers. Democracy loves legal nerds who insist on things like the rule of law. Boring. Make sure the biggest law firms know that representing your enemies comes with a hefty price. No more lawsuits, no more investigations, just pure, unchecked power. It's fun to be above the law when you're standing on it like a rug. Step three, muzzle the universities. Independent thought, free debate, a breeding ground for dangerous ideas. Make sure colleges understand that their funding and their ability to function depends on how much they praise you. Maybe even mandate a statue. And if they refuse, well, just like those pesky foreign governments, they can face some reciprocal consequences. Step four, keep businesses in line. Big industry has too much power. But don't worry. With a few well-placed reciprocal tariffs, you can make every CEO come crawling on their knees. And when they do, well, you just ask for a little favor in return, like public endorsements, campaign donations, and the firing of any employee who dares to suggest you didn't win an Emmy. Step five, create the problem, then sell the solution.
It's my favorite.
Make sure the economy is in constant turmoil. Nothing too devastating, just enough pain to make you the only person who can fix it.
Whoops.
Then swoop in like a hero when you fix the very problem you created. Before long, people will be begging you to stay in power forever. And there you have it. Five easy steps to dismantling a democracy and securing yourself a lifetime of unchecked power. So get out there and start crushing dissent. Just remember, if anyone calls you a dictator, laugh. Say, no, you're the dictator. And then tariff them into oblivion.
Wow, that was well done. I don't know the guy, I just know his YouTube page. So if you're looking for that, you now have it, because Friday we give the show away for free. We don't charge for it. But that if you want it right now, go to YouTube. It's called Neuberger's Funny AI. Okay, Neuberger, Funny AI. Really, really well done. Really, really smart, because it's absolutely true. And that's why it's freaking funny. Hilarious. And not much is today. No, not much is fun today. Not much is funny today. Not much is tolerable today. Most of today will be insufferable. And most of today will take the next 10 years for us to claw our way back from. The stock market... please close it. It's still tanking. The stock market has lost about between 5 and 6% of its value today, and then all during the all said and done, you lost about 10% of everything. I would like to you know, open the phone lines just to hear how much you lost today. Just how much did you lose today? Unbelievable! This is the worst week we have had. Even though they said, oh, invest. Oh, you know, you pull yourself up from your bootstraps. Oh, make yourself, you know, self-reliant. Do your thing. Make sure, you know, you have savings. And you know what? You know what? Now, having savings, it's going to be the difference between who survives this crap and who does not. Really, it is. People have got to have some money set aside to weather this freaking storm. Because it's on. This is a game. He's playing it. There's no sense to it. There's no through line about like why. Nobody understands why. Nobody understands what this is. That stupid Greek, equation. That's right. I failed algebra many times, multiple times. Yes. Yes.
I failed algebra too.
Did
time
you?
And time again. Yes.
You know, and it wasn't for lack of studying. It's just something in our brains that doesn't function, that doesn't click with it, that doesn't get it, that doesn't see it, that can't do it. Like, you know, you drop a minus sign or something like that, and you get the total wrong answer. And then the whole FOIL thing, you know, is it inside the parens first or outside the parens? And, you know, oh, please. My ex-husband can vouch for me, because we went back to college together, and we used to sit at my kitchen table, and we would study for 8 hours before every single stinking test. 8 hours, okay? It was me, him, and his mom. We all went back to college together. And they would come out of the math class and they would have, you know, like Jimmy would get an A, like 100%, 98, whatever. Alice, rest her soul, she was a great, I had the best mother-in-law. She would get like, you know, an 80, something like that, you know, and I would fail. I can't do math. The idea that I could manage numbers like a trillion. No, I have to look for, you know, like illustrations. Like a trillion would get you to the moon and back 9 times if you laid the dollar upon the dollar. That's how I deal with it. But anyway, I mean, this is nightmare territory. This is actually nightmare territory. It's going to take us years to get back to where we were before he was president, going forward. I mean, this is just so sick, but you have to have some money saved. You do. I feel so scared, so terrified, and I am not one of these people who couldn't save or didn't save or wouldn't save or thought you didn't have to save. I don't know. Because I knew better after 2008. I freaking knew. You know, I always, when I work for corporate, and I'm sure a lot of you have this experience, what's stunning to me is that if you watch Fox News today, if you watch them yesterday, if you watch them when this whole, debacle started, the reason for these tariffs has just, it has changed so radically day after day after day. And then yesterday they gave us this equation that I swear to you, I could not understand. Thank God there are some people who, you know, did a little bit better in school than I did and are actually willing to say, I only did a little bit better than you, Randy, but let me explain what I think this equation was showing you. It looks like he would just put down a country's deficit, meaning the amount of goods that we import from that country, the amount of goods that that country exports to us, and then put that in the equation and divide whatever your answer is over 2 and say that is the amount we're going to tariff them. It's meaningless. It's stupidity. It was just put there to bamboozle people like me. Like somebody, I had to like, what does this equation mean? I mean, is there like a real method to this madness? And anybody who could do the math, anybody who looked at it for me, anybody that looked at it for you said, No, it's bull crap. It makes no sense to anybody. It's just, it has nothing to do with reciprocal. He has tariffed countries where we have a trade surplus. Literally, have a trade surplus. I believe Vietnam is one of those countries. And he just tariffed them 34%. I mean, it's so insane. And every day when you ask him why he's doing it, he changes. Like, I'm not negotiating. This is for real. We're going to, bring manufacturing back. Then yesterday on Air Force One, he said, oh, no, we're going to negotiate. You'll see all the countries are calling. Everybody. And then Witkoff goes on TV or Lutnick goes on TV. He goes, no, this isn't a negotiation. No, this is real.